AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And in case the FCC is listening right now, just keep things legal. You're listening to AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater, FM 95.5, W238CD Coldwater, and online at WTVBAM.com. All services and Midwest Communications. As the Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolls on from here at Coldwater High School, the Loyniorx Knights and Varsity Girls Basketball leading the Coldwater Cardinals 29-24. And here is how they have scored so far. First for the visiting Knights, Hannah Myers with 13, Champagne Bennett with 2, Avon Johnston with 3, Janessa Bogan with 2, Ariana Yarborough with 6, Aviance Alexander with 13. 29 once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, Kelly Perucci with 4, Jordan Shirey with 2, Michaela Gillette with 4, Kenzie Galloway leading all scorers with 14. 7 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Doesn't get much more even than that. 24 once you get all that added up. By the quarters, a 15-15 stalemate in the first quarter. Loyniorx outscored the Knights 14-9. Quinn Berry joining us once again. Mike's side, what do you think was the difference between the first and second quarters?
Well, definitely the Cardinals got a little tired in that second quarter and made some bad decisions with the ball. The unforced turnovers hurt them in that second quarter, but I still go right back. It's been the offensive rebounding of the Knights that they've probably, and we don't have an official, but I bet you they've got 10, 12 more shots on the basket than the Cardinals do, and that just that makes a big difference, especially in girls basketball. Is you know, the more shots you can get up, the more chances you got to go in. So the Cardinals, just a couple of things. They got to cut down on their unforced turnovers, and they got to do a better job and taking care or boxing out.
Do you think it would be advantageous to the Cardinals to try and slow down the game a little bit?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah, they need to slow it down. They got in that fast-paced game of Loyniorx, and we just didn't do real well with that in that second quarter. And the first quarter wasn't too bad. You know, we hit a couple of shots early and had a lot of energy, and but in that second quarter, it took its toll.
The underclassmen games here tonight was a split of the two games. The freshmen lost 35-18. Megan Lippert with 14 points. Jenna Beckhusen with 4 for Amy Van Zee's freshman Lady Cardinals, who dropped to 0-2. Tina Crabtree's JV Lady Cards improved to 2-0 with a 38-16 win over the JV Knights. Megan Hoth, Stacey Gussie with 11 points apiece. Peyton Watson, Mackenzie McGuire with 5 each. A quick look at the WTVB scoreboard with 6:47 left in the second period. The New Jersey Devils leading the Detroit Red Wings 1-0.
A little worried here. Kenzie Galloway came out of the locker room and she ran back into that locker room. I'm wondering if she's not feeling well.
Well, we'll see how it all transpires after this one-minute break as we start the second half. 29-24, Knights lead the Cardinals. Back in a minute, you're listening to Coldwater Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of the night. We'll name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. As you mentioned before, we went to break, Quinn. Kenzie Galloway reemerged from the Coldwater locker room looking very green under the gills, but it looks like she's going to get the start here in the second half. We'll see how she holds up here.
Yeah, she's... She's hurting a little bit right now, but she took a couple of pretty good falls, too.
29-24, the Knights lead by five. They have a ball to start the second half going from left to right. The Cardinals from right to left. A little bit of a zone look, a shot from the right elbow in and out for Ariana Yarbrough, but the Knights get it back as the Cardinals fall back man-to-man. Avi Alexander, sideline right. Kenzie Galloway guarding her. Champagne Bennett wanting to set a screen for her, but Alexander will go the other way. The left-handed runner doesn't go in. She gets her own rebound, forces up a shot over Kenzie. That one's short. Shirey with the rebound.
Better job there by Jordan with a good box out.
Kendall Galloway wants to run, throws to Kelly Peruki, who has three fouls. She better be careful. Her shot rolls off the hoop from the left elbow. Here come the Knights the other way.
Like we mentioned there, we need to slow this down just a little bit. A little slower pace would be better for the Cardinals.
I noticed that the Cardinals ran a very up-tempo pace against Quincy on Tuesday night, but going up against a team like the Knights, nothing like going up against Quincy.
Oh, no. You know, the Knights love it when you run. Boys and girls, they like getting up and down that floor.
It's like they have an affinity for it as a collective unit. The set play and the shot doesn't go in for Kayla DeCucu. Here come the Cardinals. Peruki to the free throw line to Kenzie Galloway. Shirey from the free throw line blocked. Here come the Knights. Avi Alexander sandwich, and that forces her to double dribble with the ball. Good job on defense by Smoker and Kendall Galloway.
Yes, it was. Nice job of double teaming, not reaching in, didn't foul Alexander there.
Kenzie inbounds to Kendall. She's at the top of the key to Kenzie right side. Throwing the ball around to Peruki. Back up top to intended for Kendall. Intercepted by Yarbrough. She slipped. So did Kelly Peruki. Unfortunately for the Knights, they traveled with the ball as a result of the slippage. Kendall Galloway will come to the bench and Kate Vella will come in for her. I think Kate Vella might be a better choice as far as trying to slow down the pace of the offense. I know Kendall would love nothing more than to run up and down the floor, but her teammates can't keep up with her.
That's for sure.
Smoker from 15 was blocked. Rebound put back by Shirey. No, third chance goes in.
Good job by Jordan. Couple offensive rebounds there.
Just like that, the Cardinals trail by three, 29-26. They have the first points of the quarter, 5:55 and counting left to play in the frame. Champagne Bennett to the free throw line. She's double teamed now to Yarbrough. Get it back out to the right wing to Johnston. A runner by Champagne Bennett off the glass and good for her. Knights lead by five once again, 31-26, 5:36 left in the quarter. Vella to Kenzie Galloway, trying to find Shirey inside, trying to thread the needle. Unfortunately, a triple team surrounded her, and the Knights get the steal down on the floor, other on the floor. Kenzie Galloway and Ariana Yarbrough tying up each other. The jump ball, position arrow pointing to the Coldwater Cardinals. They trail by five, 31-26. Even coming to the sideline to inbound the ball, you can tell that Kenzie's looking a little winded, so she'll come to the bench and Michaela Gillette will relieve her.
Coach Smoker doing a good job. Get her out there for a couple minutes. See how she's feeling.
We know that Megan Scorefar wasn't going to be available at all because she's battling the strep throat. I hope we're not seeing some more illness befall other members of the Cardinal team middle of the game. Another jump ball on the left wing. Smoker trying to tie up Johnston. Loy Norix will get it on the alternate possession arrow. 5:12 left in the third quarter, 31-26, Loy Norix.
Cardinals need to stop here. Don't want to let this game get more than 4 or 5 out of.
I think the biggest lead that the Knights have had is 5 or 6.
Yep.
They currently lead by 5. Whistle and timeout taken by Loy Norix. Full timeout will take a 1 minute break as well. 31-26 Knights on top. 4:58 left in the third. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Loinorx ball coming out of the timeout. Kayla DeCucu on the right sideline. Get it out right wing to Ariana Yarbrough. Yarbrough gets it back from Haven Johnston. Now the dribble drive on the weak side. The runner doesn't go in. Bennett with a rebound high off the glass. Her shot doesn't go in. Loose ball corralled by Coldwater. Here comes Kendall Galloway back into the lineup. Gillette back to Kendall, and now Vella inside to Jordan Shirey. Looking for Smoker inside. The ball knocked away from her. Coldwater gets it back with 4:28 left to play in the third quarter. The Knights lead the Lady Cardinals 31-26. Gillette triggers to Shirey. Now to Smoker from the left elbow. Did not go in. Whistling a foul.
Shirey over the back there.
And that would be three on Shirey. Team first the second half. And the Knights wanted to run the ball up the floor, not realizing that the clock had stopped and a foul was going to be assessed.
They didn't even wait for the official there. They just took it out of bounds, threw it in, and took off. Shows you how much they like to run.
A quick check of the WTVB scoreboard. Another girls' high school basketball score at the half. Bronson leading Union City 21-16. Another cross-county battle. Other end of the floor, the runner by Champagne Bennett. Left baseline doesn't go in. The ball out of bounds back to Coldwater.
Shirey with the rebound there and then got it knocked away.
And she will inbound the ball to Kendall Galloway. Michaela Gillette, Kate Vella, and Carly Smoker, the five on the floor right now. Gillette on the right wing back to Kendall Galloway. Pulling the ball around. Smoker from 10, left baseline, rolls off the hoop, rebounded by Avi Alexander. Alexander slows things up. Now dribble drive to the left baseline. Off the glass, doesn't roll in. Loose ball collected by Hannah Roberts. Now back to Alexander. Launches a triple from the right corner and drains it. Her first points of the game. She now has 16. Of Loinorx is 34 points, 34-26. Biggest lead of the night for the Knights. It's 8 with 3:35 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Gillette inside to Shirey. Lost the dribble. Get the ball back out to Michaela. Runs on the curl. Triple team surrounds her. Her forced shot doesn't go in. Loose ball collected by Alexander. Here they go. Other end of the floor. Alexander hanging on to it. Looking for an open. Roberts inside. The ball picked up by Shirey. Mostly as if Roberts wasn't expecting the pass. Cross-court pass intended for Kate Vella. Saved by Alexander. Right back into Kendall Galloway's arms. Here comes Gillette inside to Smoker. Two-time. Get it back outside to Vella on the left wing. Now Gillette back to Smoker. Driving baseline right side. Triple team. Gillette forces up a shot from the right elbow and scores.
Nice little bank shot there from about 10 feet.
34-28. Back to a six-point lead. A two-possession game. Like Kenzie Galloway will check back in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. A fresh set of Knights to do likewise. Our next stoppage in play. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. Here's Alexander dribble driving to the baseline left side. Blows by Gillette. Forces up a baby hook shot. Draws a foul.
Carly Smoker had great position there, and she just turned her body a little bit. Tried to block the shot instead of taking the charge.
Her second foul is the team's second of the second half. Avi Alexander back to the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 3. First run rolls off the hoop, now 2 of 4. And the other one is Janessa Bogan. couple of misses from the free throw line by Avi Alexander. Kind of a rarity for her. Vella with a rebound, trying to get the ball upfield. It's blocked and stolen by Avi Alexander. She missed the layup there. Almost had the rebound, but it's ripped away from her by Gillette. Here comes Vella. See if she'll take better care of the ball here. Nope. Bounce pass. Well, it was deflected from behind. Goes right back to the Knights. They lead by 6, 34-28. Under 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Shot for three from the right corner. In and out, no good for Cherish Davis. Second chance, no good. Rebound by Shirey. Here come the Cardinals. They trail by 6. Still remains a 6-point lead for the Knights. Another miss from the right baseline. Here comes Avi Alexander. Kenzie Galloway ripped the ball away from her. Finds Kate Vella. Now get it back to Kenzie Galloway. Despite her weakened condition, will she get the layup? No, because she was fouled in the process. Kenzie will crawl to the free throw line for a pair.
Just doesn't have that explosiveness right now, Sean, that she did during that first half.
Cherish Davis picks up her second foul. Team first of the second half. The clock is stopped with a minute 28 left to play in the third quarter. Kenzie Galloway at the free throw line. Drains the first one. She's 3 of 3. Hannah Myers back in for Loy Norix. Shelby Bowers checking in for Coldwater. 5-point lead now for the Knights over the Lady Cards. 34-29. A minute 28 left in the third quarter.
Need to dig into this 5-point deficit a little bit more, and we did.
It's now 4 with another make by Kenzie.
Alexander over there sitting on the bench.
Cherish Davis.
Walked. He caught it.
Just before she got the ball to Hannah Myers. It was that close of a call.
Either I was a little quick with the walk sign or the referee was a little late with the whistle, but definitely was a walk.
34-30, the Cardinals could cut it down to 2 or 1 here. Kenzie Galloway for 3 from the left wing, bounces off the rim, rebounded by Gillette, trying to find Smoker, gives it up to Ariana Yarborough. She's dribble driving, she's 2 times, she gets it to the right blocks. A turnaround shot is good for Ashante Hale-Sandifer. 6-point lead, 53 seconds left in the quarter, 36-30, Loy Norix. Bounce pass to Shelby Bowers on the left elbow. She is mugged by Ariana Yarborough, the junior against the sophomore, and it's a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing back to Coldwater with 46 seconds exactly left in the third. Kenzie Galloway looking for someone inside. It's deflected away. Vella lets the ball roll out of bounds. Nice grab by our PA announcer here, Ken Delaney, getting the ball back to our officials. Michaela Gillette will trigger in front of the Coldwater bench. 43.1 seconds left in the third. 36-30 Knights. Finds Kenzie Galloway open. Right corner three! It's almost like that Michael Jordan game during the NBA playoffs where he scored a ton of points while ralphing during timeouts. And a turnover. Here comes Kenzie Galloway. Will she explode to the bucket and get the layup? Yes!
Just what the Cardinals needed right there. Steal. We're within one.
36-35. It's almost as if Kenzie's now found her second wind. Here's a dribble drive to the weak side. Shot is short by Cherish Davis. Bowers to Vella to Kenzie Galloway with 5, with 4. Tried to split the double team. It was knocked away from her. The Cardinals will get it underneath their bucket. 2.3 seconds left in the quarter.
Kenzie trying to pick the foul up. Good call by the official, though. She forced the contact there.
Into Carly Smoker. She got bumped. She'll go up for 2. She's been remarkably unsuccessful so far from the floor tonight. See if she can get them from the charity stripe with the clock stopped. Cherish Davis picking up her third foul, team second for the Knights. Smoker can at the very least tie it up. Rattle, go in, and it is tied 36 all.
I tell you, Carly's worked hard at her shot from, 10, 12 foot.
Kenzie Galloway getting a well-earned breather. Her sister Kendall coming in. I wonder if both of them are feeling the ill effects as well.
Yeah. Kendall looks fine. She
for the lead, yes! 37-36, first lead for the Cardinals since about midway through the second quarter. Nothing much that Knights can do with that much time left on the clock at the end of the third quarter. Coldwater leads Loy Norks 37-36. Fourth quarter coming up in a minute. You're listening to Coldwater Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Mobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Mobilia.com. B-O-B-I-L-Y-A.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stoudard. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson and Quinn Berry back here at Coldwater High School. Fourth quarter between Coldwater and Loy Norks, and varsity girls basketball about to get underway. Coldwater just took the lead 37-36 thanks to a 13-7 third quarter. Cardinal defense much improved, holding the Knights to just the 7 points that they had. Avi Alexander with just a triple.
Well, there's no doubt their team defense really picked up there, and they picked up Kinsey and not feeling well, and she's come out and done a pretty good job, though. Biggest thing was they did a better job blocking off on the boards, too, with the offensive rebounds.
Kenzie Galloway now with 21 points, 7 in each quarter so far, despite the fact that she was feeling ill throughout the course of the game. Loy Norks Knights get the first points of the fourth quarter thanks to a long two by Avi Alexander, 38-37 Knights. Kendall Galloway for three, wide left. Out of bounds, back to the Knights. Here comes Champagne Bennett. What type of defense are the Cardinals? Are they sticking around with the man-to-man?
Yeah, they're still sticking to that man-to-man. They're just doing a lot better job with the...
Double team on the right blocks. Jordan Shirey and Kenzie Galloway sandwiching Aviance Alexander. One of the duo for Coldwater will be assessed the foul. And it is going to be Kenzie Galloway picking up just her second foul. The game at Quincy, she picked up three fouls in the first half, none after that. It's going to go out of bounds back to the Knights. It wasn't a shooting foul. Inbound pass deflected, stolen by the Cardinals. Here comes Kate Vela, coast to coast. Foul from behind. Wrestling match breaking out in front of the Cardinal Crazies.
Good job there. Good job by Kate Vela. Just taking it in hard with the left hand. See if she can knock down a couple of free throws.
Ariana Yarborough and Kate Vela getting tangled up underneath the bucket after the deflection. Yarborough assessed her second foul. Team third, first of two from the free throw line for Kate Vela. Up and good, and we're tied back up 38 all. Vela's first points of the game coming at a very crucial junction. 7:03 left in regulation. Second one, down, up, and good. The Cardinals retake the lead. 39-38, they lead by one. See if the Cardinals can get another stop. They almost do on a poke away. It's tracked down by Champagne Bennett. Now to DeCucu, trying to attack the weak side. Double team closed in on her. Got to get the ball away. Does. Finds Bennett on the right wing. Now finding a seam down the middle of the lane. Whistle on a foul. Kenzie Galloway can't believe the call that is going to be coming up. Carly Smoker picking up her third foul.
Carly got all ball there, but from she reached in, she got all ball from where the official was standing. It looked like he thought she bumped her.
Third foul for Carly, fourth overall. On the inbound play, the runner doesn't go in for Avi Alexander. No, a jump ball. The Cardinals are going to be the beneficiary of it. Well, I guess either way, the Cardinals would have gotten the ball.
Yeah, I just didn't seem to walk, which he did, but I wasn't in a position to see it.
So. Yeah, I saw the tie-up from here myself. 39-38 Coldwater, 6:28 left in regulation.
Cardinals might just make them come out.
Going four corners following the playbook of the Athens Indians from about a decade ago. I know a little bit less than that. Kate Vela on the right sideline to the left sideline. It'll come to Kenzie trying to force the 2-3 zone to come out. On the weave, it'll come to Kendall. Now Kenzie right sideline back to Kendall at center court. Now to Vela. Dribble driving. Triple team closed in on her. She draws a foul.
Good job by Kate.
She wasn't going to score. At least she could draw a contact, and that's exactly what happens. Haven Johnston picking up her first foul, team fourth. Team fouls are even at four apiece. The clock is stopped with 5:54. Chance for the Cardinals to add to their paper-thin one-point lead. It's now two as Vela drains her second free throw, her third free throw. Kenna Myers coming in for Illinois. Champagne Bennett to the bench. And timeout, Ken Smoker. Full timeout, 5:54 left, 40-38 Coldwater. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side. How about acknowledging this year's edition of the Winter Spirit Team? On this year's team, Fawn Andrews, Gracie Groshko, Brianna Hyde, Cheyenne King, Kaylee Matthews, Abigail McCurley, Sydney Simpson, Danielle Sims, Anitra Groninen, and Kaylee Wiley. Honorary members Cherish Gorby, Presley Harvey, Hannah Rayloff, and Samantha Stevenson. Coming out of the Coldwater timeout, Vela back to the free throw line, 3 of 3 so far. All in the fourth quarter. Well, I cursed her with a first miss. Rebound tracked down
nice
by Bikuku, but Vela gets the steal. She's triple-teamed, throws the ball to Smoker, and now Kendall Galloway to reset things. Cardinals with a two-point lead, 40-38. The Cardinals going back four corners. Kendall Galloway on the back right corner this time. Lost her dribble, picks it back up, finds Vela at center court. Draws a foul from Hannah Myers.
I like seeing what I'm seeing from Kate Vela right now, playing with a lot of confidence. When she plays with confidence, we're a much better team.
That is the second foul on Hannah Myers. Fifth for the Knights, Cardinal ball. Kendall Galloway lost the ball on a triple team that surrounded her. Here come the Knights. Myers and Kendall Galloway trying to get back quickly on defense. Got some help from Carly Smoker. Hopefully it's not Smoker's fourth foul.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give that one to Kendall with a reach in.
Fortunately, you are correct. That is just the second foul on Kendall Galloway, but a shooting foul will send Hannah Myers up to the free throw line with a chance to tie the game up. It's a miss on the front end, so the best that the Knights can do this time up the floor. Trail by one. It's currently 40-38 Coldwater. Clock stopped at 5:20 left in regulation. Second of two from Myers is down, is up. That one's short as well. Loose ball. It's collected by Avi Alexander.
Another darn offensive rebound.
Ariana Yarbrough dribbling the ball. Whistle.
We're going to get a timeout.
Timeout taken by Loy Norix. Full timeout. We'll take time as well. 5:12 left, 40-38 Cardinals. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, end of the third quarter, cross county battle between Bronson and Union City. The Vikings leading the Chargers just by four, 29-25.
Pretty good ball game up there in Bronson tonight.
This is going to be Union City's third game of the week. They went 1-1 in their previous two, beat Colon, lost to Mendon. Mendon is where Quincy is tonight. Here at Coldwater, the Loinorx Knights and the Coldwater Cardinals. The Knights trail the Lady Cards 40-38. Loinorx has the ball. Almost ripped away from Kayla DeCucu by Jordan Shirey, but the Knights retain possession. The Cardinals turning up pressure on the defense. A shot from just inside the free throw line by Avi Alexander does not go in, but she draws contact. Kenzie Galloway picking up her third foul. Team sixth now for Loinorx.
Kind of a touch foul there.
It's team six for the Cardinals. Five up on the board for Loinorx. Avi Alexander, her first making the free throw line here in the second half. She now has 18 of Loinorx's 39 points. The clock has stopped with 4:55 left for the tie. It's good. We're tied at 40s. Here comes the press. Kendall Galloway trapped back corner, trying to throw the ball to Kenzie Galloway. She's able to catch up to it in her weakened condition. 2-3 zone coming out tight, very loose on the floor. The Cardinals trying to dribble drive, take advantage of it, and does with the runner by Kenzie. 23 points now for Kenzie, and the Cardinals can take the lead 42-40. Cardinals playing man-to-man defense. Ariana Yarbrough, the shot from 15, she drains it. We have a whistle.
It's a warning because the Loinorx girls slapped the ball out of bounds, so they got to delay a game there. Delay a game warning. The next one would be a technical foul.
Well, it's not like they were intending to do that. It's just momentum happened, but can't do that. Knights pressing. Cardinals able to break it. Here's Kate Vella finding an opening. Get it out to Shirey. Now back up top to Kendall Galloway. The Cardinals will reset as the Knights turning up their pressure defensively. A drive down the middle of the lane, a whistle, and a foul.
Kendall going to go to the line here, I believe, for 1-1. Nope, not yet.
Not yet the 1-1.
Well, team 6.
So the Cardinals will inbound out of bounds. Next foul against one team will mean bonus time for the other. 4:06 left to play in regulation. 42-42 tie. Kenzie's inbound tipped away by Hannah Myers out of bounds. Coldwater will try this again, this time sideline left. Carly Smoker finds it sideline left and will get it to Kendall Galloway. Cardinal offense trying to extend the night defense. Inside, the pass tipped and stolen by Loinorx. Here they come. An open. Ariana Yarbrough bounces. Her shot from 12 doesn't go in. Rebound by DeCucu. No. Rebound by Jordan Shirey. Now we're going to go 94 feet the other way for 1-1.
As DeCucu picks up that foul.
That is DeCucu's third foul. So right now we've got Myers, Davis, and DeCucu with three fouls apiece for Lloyd Norix. Peruki, Galloway, Smoker, and Shirey for Goldwater, each with three.
So pretty even on both sides here.
Shirey to the free throw line for 1-1.
Key players with three fouls.
This will be her first attempt from the free throw line this season, and she missed. Rebound by Alexander. Good job, the Cardinals, limiting her to just 7 second-half points so far. Shot from the top of the key. Look, in and out. Shire with the rebound ahead to Kenzie Galloway. The layup is good.
Great pass by Kate Bella. Real nice pass there.
The Cardinals retake the lead. 44-42, 3:20 left. Whistle and timeout is going to be taken. I believe Coldwater took this timeout.
Nope. I believe that the Knights took another one.
They full timeout, 3:20 left, 44-42 Cardinals. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
This holiday season, find unique gifts at Nottowa Gas Company in Tekonsha and Nottowa. Delight your favorite gardener with their selection of books, including Michigan Container Gardening, Michigan Edible Gardening, and Michigan Herb Gardening. For the adventurous, Nottowa Gas carries a selection of Michigan Nature and Trail Guides. If you're not sure what to give, Nottowa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottowa Gas on South US 27 Tekonsha or M66 in Nottowa. Or shop online at nottowagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, a final from the SCAA, Jackson Christian all over Tekonsha. This is a big, ugly 60-8, the final score.
Wow.
Lloyd Norix ball coming out of their timeout. Aviance Alexander taking it herself to the left side of the lane, drawing contact.
Smoker picking up her fourth foul.
They're going to call this a two-shot foul, although Avi didn't quite take the shot. She took a drive to the bucket. First of two from the left-hander is good. 44-43, the Knights trail by one with 3:12 left in regulation. Second one down, up, and good as well. We are tied once again at 44s. Kendall Galloway forced to the left sideline, gets it across. At the half-court line, finds Kate Vella. Now to Jordan Shirey. Open from 15, we'll get it back out to Kendall to reset. 3 minutes and counting left to play in regulation. 44-44 tie. Here's Kendall Galloway drawing the foul down the middle of the lane. Kayla DeCucu holding up her hands like she's saying, what, me? Yes, you, Kayla. You just picked up your fourth foul. Team 8. On the shooting foul, Kendall Galloway. One of four from the free throw line on Tuesday night. Drains the first one and gives the Cardinals the lead once again, 45-44.
Kendall, a real good free throw shooter as a freshman last year on the JVs.
Second one is down, is up, bounces off the rim. Shirey trying to box out for position, but Haven Johnston gets the board for Loy Norix. Avi Alexander from the right elbow, now to the free throw line, kick it out. Johnston shot from 17, rolls off the hoop. Shirey with the rebound, here comes Kendall Galloway. Pass the timeline, the Knights trying to trap her, now finding Kate Vella. Bounce pass to Shirey, open on the left corner for just a little bit, now back to Kendall Galloway. Timeout, Coldwater. We'll take time as well. 45-44 Cards, 2:28 left. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think.
Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Coldwater ball coming out of their timeout. They have two left. Loy Norix has one. Kenzie Galloway triggering sideline left to Shirey. Has the ball on the left wing. DiCucu guarding her. Now to Vella. 45-44, the Cardinals lead the Knights. 2:20 left in regulation. On the weave, it comes to Kendall Galloway near the half-court line. The Knights trying to trap her there. Now I'll get the ball to Vella. A couple of fakes, a double team surrounding her. On the screen, Kendall receives it. Right in front of Coach Smoker. Down on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. The Knights will get it on the alternate possession arrow. 2:02 left. The Knights trail by 145-44. Let's give you a quick WTVB scoreboard update. And this will involve a team that's going to come down to the CHS Gym at the end of the month for the Holiday Hoops Tournament. The Niles Vikings leading St. Joe after 3, 39-21. Back here, Avi Alexander for three from the top of the key. It's short.
Huge, huge rebound there by Carly Smoker.
The ball poked away by the Knights. Kate Vella will inbound, facing a Loy Norix press. A minute 47 left. The Cardinals lead by one. Pass to Carly Smoker off her hands. Taken away by Yarbrough. For three by Champagne Bennett. It's short. Rebound putback doesn't go in for DiCucu. She gets the ball back. Now to Yarbrough. Long two. Air ball. Knights try to save it. Can't. It's going to go back to the Cardinals. A minute 32 left. 45-44 Coldwater.
Cardinals got to take care of the basketball right here.
The Knights showing a 1-2-2 zone pass. Kenzie Galloway to Carly Smoker. DiCucu went over her back. She's going to go to the bench very frustrated, knowing that she just picked up her fifth foul.
Well, Carly did the right thing there. She went right for the ball, and that's what you want to do in that situation. Make the girl come over your back, and she did. Now she's got to knock down these two free throws. Her 1-1, I believe. We're still 1-1. Yep.
That is the ninth team foul against Loy Norix. The next one would be a two-shot foul the rest of the night. But just 1-1 for Carly Smoker. The Cardinals with a paper-thin one-point lead. She missed on the front end. Rebound, Shirey. Finds Kenzie Galloway. Now back out to younger sister Kendall. The Cardinals will run some time off the clock. Kate Vella.
Oh,
back
no.
Left corner. Finds Jordan Shirey. Nice grab by her. And a 30-second timeout, something that Coach Ken Smoker probably would have liked to have preserved.
I don't know what happened there.
30-second timeout. We're keeping it here. There's a minute 19 left to play in the fourth quarter. Coldwater 45, Loy Norix 44. Quick game reset. The Cardinals with one timeout left. Loy Norix with one timeout. The Knights with 19 fouls, so the next whistle against them will put Coldwater up the line for the double bonus. Seven fouls up on the board for Coldwater. Norix is in the 1-1. Possession arrow right now pointing toward the girls in red and white if there's another tie-up.
Well, the Cardinals, they got everything in their direction right now. They got the ball. They got the possession arrow. They're in the two-shot on a foul, so if they can just take care of the ball.
Maybe put a little bit of distance in between them and the Knights up on the scoreboard, too.
They could get pick up the foul and get a couple of free throws.
45-44, the Cardinals lead by one. Kenzie Galloway to trigger coming out of the timeout and finds Kate Vella almost forced out of bounds on the sideline. Now to Kendall Galloway being guarded by Champagne Bennett. Whistle and a foul.
Little trip there. Number 23, Yarbrough.
Yarborough picking up her third foul, team 10th. Back to the free throw line for Kendall Galloway. Well, the Cardinals leading by just one. The clock is stopped with a minute 13 left in regulation. First one is down, is up. It bounces off the back of the rim. It's still 45-44 Coldwater.
Well, Coach Smoker's asking this sophomore to step up in a hurry tonight. Got the second one.
Two-point lead, 46-44. Clock moving. Here comes Aviance Alexander.
Got to have help here.
Off a screen, moving to the free throw line. Kenzie Galloway trying to bump the ball away from her. Forces up a shot at short. The ball down on the floor. Picked up on the run by Kendall Galloway. Kendall Galloway has number. Champagne Bennett trailing the shot. No good. She's fouled.
Kendall just taking it hard to the hoop after that steal.
Bennett picking up the foul. Back to the free throw line for Kendall. If nothing else, consider this extra reps from the free throw line for her. The clock has stopped with 53.7 seconds left. Galloway drains the first one. Three-point lead, 47-44. Next make would make it a two-possession game. Second one bounces off the rim. It remains a three-point lead. Haven Johnston with a rebound. Finds her teammate, Avi Alexander. A three would tie it. Here it comes from the top of the key.
She hits it. She's a player. No doubt about that as she hit that big one.
47-47. Tie ball poked away from behind. On the attempt to push the ball up the floor. Fortunately, Coldwater gets it. Underneath her bucket, out of bounds, 35.4 seconds left in a 47-47 game. Kenzie Galloway to trigger. Kenzie with 25 points.
Oh, no.
The inbound deflected, taken away by Champagne Bennett for the Knights.
She walked, and they didn't call it.
She scores. Knights lead by two, 49-47. Clinton Taylor. Oh, what happened? Did we have another slap away and a technical whistle against the Loynorix bench? Looks like, and they're talking to Kenzie Galloway like she may, or it was a timeout call.
Coach Smoker called a timeout.
Calls his final full timeout. We're going to keep it here. Kind of a confusing sequence there.
Well,
I think one official was thinking that maybe a technical would have been assessed against the Knights after a second slap away of the ball after the made bucket.
Yeah, it's first they missed the steps. I mean, it's a tough call, but you got to make that call, and it was definitely a walk.
If they didn't make the call, Champagne Bennett scores, gives the Cardinals a 2-point lead. Now the Cardinals are drawing up a play to at least tie the game up and perhaps give them a one-point lead. It's currently 49-47. Loynorix, 25.6 seconds left. Coldwater will get the ball in front of the Loynorix bench. And you better believe the Knights will press. The Knights have been turning up the pressure on the press.
Yeah, they have been. And the officials owe us one after that walk. That was, man.
And it comes to Kate Vella. Yarborough trying to poke the ball away. Vella down the middle of the lane. The runner is short. Ball tipped. The Knights grab it. It's taken away by the Cardinals. Vella to Galloway. She draws a foul. She's going up for a pair with 12.2 seconds left. Avi Alexander picking up her second foul. Two of the most important free throws of the young season for Kenzie Galloway. First one, short-armed it.
She needs to knock this one down. Then we get a quick foul.
49-47 Knights, 12.2 seconds left. Kenzie does split the pair. And Loynorix will take their final timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. So each team out of timeouts. The Knights lead by one, 49-48. They'll get the ball in the backcourt, 12.2 seconds left. The Cardinals get a foul, and it would just send Loynorix up for 1-1.
Yeah, and that exactly what Coach Smoker was thinking there. I tell you, if I was the Lloyd North coach, I don't think I'd have called that timeout right there. You just need to get the ball inbound. You knew Coldwater is going to follow you. Don't let them set up their press. Coach Smoker with four guards in the game right here.
Michaela Gillette checked into the game, as did Kelly Peruki.
Just don't let anybody get long. Don't let anybody get long.
Avon Johnston to trigger, finds Avi Alexander, Peruki, and Galloway. It's a tie-up, and the Cardinals are going to get it. How about that? I think that's the makeup for the walk that they missed.
That might have been. Well, I'll be honest, she just held on to it, and I'm not sure who it was.
I was going to say, Avi Alexander was sandwiched by Peruki and Kenzie Galloway,
Peruki.
And they call a jump ball, and the Cardinals get a gift.
Peruki just grabbed right over the ball.
Mackenzie Galloway will inbound. Floats it to Jordan Shirey. Bump, no call.
Oh,
pass taken away by Ariana Yarbrough. Kenzie Galloway getting in the way. Or rather, that's Kendall Galloway committing the foul. Her third is going to be the team eighth. It's a shooting foul. Yarbrough to the free throw line. 4 of 6 on the night for Ariana. Just 5.2 seconds left. The Knights leading by 1, 49-48. First one is up. Bounces, does not go in.
5.2 seconds. You got plenty of time to get the ball to the other end of the court and get a good shot here.
No timeouts for either team. Second one for Yarbrough is down, is up. That one short is thrown.
No.
Rebound by Avi Alexander. It's short. Rebound by Shirey. 2 seconds. 1 second. Throw the ball away. No chance of the shot. Kenzie Galloway tried to take the shot from half court, but it fell just a couple of feet short, and the Cardinals lose a heartbreaker. 49-48 to the Lloyd North Knights.
That was a... Geez, what a heartbreaker that game was tonight. They darn near hung in there all night long. Just couldn't come up with a big play towards the end there. A couple of mistakes and cost them the ball game.
So the Knights improve to 1-1 overall, 1-0 to open up Smacky's play. Coldwater drops to 1-1 overall, 0-1 in the East Division. Getting your final score from here at Coldwater High School, the Lloyd North Knights survive the Coldwater Cardinals 49-48. Post-game wrap coming up. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop and 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com. Where your family camping adventures begin.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
The holidays are upon us, and this season, Culey's Jewelry is ready to make your jewelry wishes come true. Show her you love her forever with a new Infinity Collection available with black, white, or caramel diamonds starting at only $139. Fascinate her with diamond fascination hoop earrings in white, yellow, or rose gold, $149 and up. Culey's is also featuring the sideways cross in necklaces, bracelets, and rings, specially priced for the holidays from only $49. For that special guy in your Christmas list, Culey's carries a new camouflage band in either mossy oak or real tree, or how about a citizen watch engraved with a special message and free batteries for life. With a store full of holiday goodies, Culey's Jewelry has gifts for every budget. Stop in and pick up their special Christmas flyer. Culey's Jewelry, the only jewelry store you need this season, located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson and Quinberry back here at Coldwater High School. What a tough, tough way for the Cardinals to go down to defeat. 49-48, the final score. Let's go over the numbers. First, for the Lady Cardinals, who dropped to 1-1 overall, 0-1 in the SMAC East. Kate Vella with 3, Kendall Galloway with 3, Kelly Peruki with 2. Carly Smoker had 4. Jordan Shirey with 6, Michaela Gillette with 6, Kenzie Galloway with 25.
That's what I had, Sean, and just a superb effort by Galloway tonight. But
I was going to say, consider that Kenzie wasn't quite 100% tonight.
Second half she wasn't, I don't think, although she played like it in the fourth quarter.
Right. Meanwhile, for the Loin-Oryx Knights, who improved to 1-0 in the East and 1-1 overall, Hannah Myers finished with 3, Champagne Bennett with 6, Ariana Yarborough with 8, Ashante Hale Sandifer with 2, Haven Johnston with 3, Janessa Bogan with 2, Avi Alexander equaling Kenzie Galloway's effort with 25 points.
Well, I thought the Knights got a little bit better distribution on their points tonight than they did in the last game, and a lot of that came off the offensive rebounds, and we'll probably have to ask Coach Smoker about that just a little bit.
Well, I can tell you, I took a quick look at the stats provided by Brady Duke. Coldwater actually out-rebounded the Knights 36-29.
Yeah, but I got to
give it with Jordan Shirey with 13 boards, Carly Smoker with 6.
Yeah, but I got to believe, you know, that happens quite often because you had so many offensive rebounds for the Knights. You know, and they had some missed shots, but we'll find out.
Wasn't able to get quite the breakdown from offensive or defensive breakdowns, but turnovers wound up being a big factor. Coldwater had 24 and Loin-Oryx 13.
Well, Cardinals with a lot of unforced turnovers too, and those are the ones that really hurt when you get those turnovers that they're not even playing good defense on.
By the quarters, it was a 15-15 stalemate after one. Loin-Oryx outscored Coldwater in the second, 14-9. Coldwater with a 13-7 edge in the third quarter. And Loin-Oryx just 2 points better in the fourth, 13-11. And that wound up making up a one-point margin of victory. Ken Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Girls, joining us on our post-game show. What a game.
Yeah, that was. It was a heck of a game. I think it's going to be just like every game we play in this league.
Well, you emphasize that. Actually, beginning with the second half of the Quincy game, that it's not going to get any easier from that point on.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? The girls played their hearts out. You know, there were some things that happened towards the end that didn't, you know, that we didn't fare very well. But and people are going to remember those. But, you know, I talked to my girls, and there was a lot of things that happened today throughout the game that, you know, contributed to this loss. It wasn't, you know, people are going to remember the fourth quarter and what happened towards the end of the game, but there's a lot of little things that we need to clean up on. Boxing out as an entire team, and we struggled with that, especially in the first half and then there towards the end, and getting all five players to commit to play defense. But there was a lot of things that happened that contributed to this today, but there was a lot of great things that happened tonight too, and I can't say anything negative about the intensity and the heart that the girls played with. Unfortunately, we came out on the wrong end of the stick.
Well, Kenzie Galloway went 25 points. It looked like she wasn't quite 100%. She started looking a little peaked, actually near the end of the second quarter.
We kept her in the locker room a little bit, and Phil came in and checked her out, and he thinks it was just a case of dehydration, and we kept her drinking and tried to get her to drink some Gatorade, but she only wanted water. But, hey, how about the way she played even despite that? I
mean, yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one thing, and I think you already mentioned that, but, you know, in the first half, the offensive rebounds really hurt you. You could have put a good spread on at halftime, you know, by 8-10 points probably.
Yes, and we talked about that. And the thing is they all crashed the boards. And that's what Quincy did to us as well on Tuesday, and we struggled with that too. And Coach Crabtree, she's not afraid. She stepped right in and pointed to the girls that boxed out and said, everybody else, you have work to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the totals were in the second half on offensive rebounds, but I know we had some breakdowns there as well. And we talk about winning every single possession, and win a possession means you either give up one shot or we get a steal, and we didn't win enough possessions.
But definitely the effort was there, and, you know, I saw a lot of good things out of your girls. You've really improved offensively, and, you know, defensively, you mentioned that the team defense is where it's got to be. I thought Kinsey did a nice job, really, on Alexander. And, you know, she just needed a little help on occasion, as anybody would against somebody like that.
Yeah, I thought she was outstanding playing defense on her. And you're right, there was too many times where she didn't get that needed help. And that's what we talked about. She scored 28 points Tuesday night, and we said it was their focus. It was going to be our focus defensively, and it wasn't just Kenzie. We said it was five people, and we were just always, it seemed too slow. We got a little bit better at the end, but we got to be quicker on helping out, especially on a girl of that caliber.
You did a great job on it, really, in the third quarter and actually the part of the fourth quarter. I think, you know, the girls got a little tired and towards the end, and that kind of hurt.
Yeah, it did. They played as hard as possible.
But
you know, they're very upset, and hopefully we learn from it. And there's some other stuff that we need to learn from it as well. And I think they realize that too.
But you got to be proud, though. I was proud of them. It's been a long time, and I'll be honest with you, Ken. It's been a long time since I've seen girls play that hard for all 32 minutes as much as they possibly could. I mean, they were on the floor. They were battling all night long, and that's fun to watch.
Yes, it is. And, I can't be any prouder myself.
Well, you got a week to get ready for Lakeview up at Battle Creek next Friday.
We do. And you know what? I have Joe Guzzi or Larry Canales, one of the two. They're both up in Battle Creek doing some filming for me. And I
saw both Guzzis here, so I'm guessing it's Larry.
Well, actually, Larry's at one and Joe's at another. I got two sites going on at once, and
Joe,
I'll have to
Joe's
look at
that. Joe's at Battle Creek and Larry's at Lake Creek.
Right,
I already talked to him.
All right, well, so when I get a chance, we're going to check and see how they did. I saw Lakeview got beat badly on Tuesday, but they played Lakeshore, who's really, really strong. And I'm not even sure who they're playing tonight. You know, I'm worried about who we're playing. I'm not sure who Lakeview has. I know it's a league game, but we'll learn more and see what we have to work on this week.
I was going to say that would be the type of thing you let us in the media worry about.
Okay, and, yeah.
you just concentrate on the task ahead, right?
Yes.
Ken Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls. Let's look for same effort next Friday up at Lakeview.
I'm sure these girls have learned what happens when you put in a great effort like that, so I'm sure that's going to happen. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ken.
And Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls, joining us on our post-game show. The Loin Oryx Knights with a 49-48 win over the Coldwater Cardinals. Loin Oryx took two out of three tonight. Freshman Knights beat Coldwater 35-18. For Coldwater, Megan Leppert led the way with 14 points, and Jenna Beckhusen with four. Tina Crabtree's Cardinal JVs beat Loin Oryx 38-16. Megan Hoth and Stacy Guzzi with 11 points apiece. Peyton Watson and Mackenzie Guire with five each.
Well, for those of you that stayed home tonight, you missed some good basketball here. And hopefully you'll come and visit us throughout the winter, because I'll tell you what, these girls are exciting to watch. They're a fun team to to watch. They got some very good ball players, and they really get after the ball. A little tough luck tonight, and didn't quite get that win, Sean, but there'll be many more ahead.
Well, just a quick preview of the upcoming schedule. Both the varsity boys and girls will be up at Lakeview next Friday. Coming up on Tuesday, December 17th, the Coldwater Cardinal girls are here hosting the three-time defending SMAC East champion Harper Creek's Beavers, while the Cardinal boys are up at Harper Creek. And the last game before Christmas break, the Lake comes to town on December 20th for a varsity girls and boys doubleheader.
We'll be looking forward to all those games. Real tough competition right out of the gate for both the boys and the girls this year. The girls with Gull Lake tonight, and then you turn around, you got Lakeview, Harper, and Gull Lake. And you don't get much tougher than that, and same thing for the boys.
And then let's not forget about the Holiday Hoops Tournament, where the Cardinals open up against Niles. The Cardinal girls open up against Niles. The boys will take on Eaton Rapids. And that will be coming up on December 27th. On that night, get a plug out to your Hall of Fame committee. We are scheduled to have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony in between the Niles Coldwater and Eaton Rapids Coldwater games, first night of the Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament on December 27th. You and the rest of the committee are going to be working hard to sift through all of the nomination forms and make a decision and contact the people. Hopefully they'll be out here.
Yeah, we'll be making that decision here real soon and getting a hold of those people.
One last bit of business before we call it a night. The naming of a McDonald's player of the game. We'll do so after this from McDonald's of Branch County.
Victory is yours at McDonald's with Xbox. Buy any premium McWrap, quarter pounder, or medium fries, and you have a chance to win one of thousands of Xbox One entertainment systems. With millions of prizes, it's easy to come in a customer and leave a legend. There's something for everyone to win at McDonald's. No purchase necessary. Limit 5 price claims per person per day. Game ends 12/23 or while supplies last. See official rules at participating McDonald's and onehotholiday.com. Void where prohibited.
This holiday, don't forget to get something for that special someone. You know the one. Their face appears in your high school yearbook directly below your name. Yeah, you! This holiday season, treat yourself to the new McCafe White Chocolate Mocha. Savor the season with the rich, creamy, and decadently sweet flavor. Made with 100% Rainforest Alliance Certified Espresso. New White Chocolate Mocha. And returning this season, Peppermint Mocha. There's something for everyone to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Whether McDonald's player of the game, you and I were talking during that McDonald's commercial, it's almost as if you have to give it to Kenzie Galloway once again, a valiant effort for her.
Oh, definitely was. And, you know, we're not trying to take anything away from her because she sure deserves it. But, you know,
talking that we really like to spread the wealth over the course of the season. But
sure
tonight,
do.
25 points, despite not being 100% on the night.
Well, and not only that, her defense on Alexander was just outstanding. It's hard to believe when her opponent scored as many points as she did. But
I was going to say, a lot of those points were very hard-earned for Avi Alexander.
They sure were. But, you know, and I'd like to give just a, you know, three or four other girls that just played a hard all night long. And it was tough. It was real tough loss for the Lady Cardinals tonight. But, boy, they're fun to watch. And they did work hard.
So, once again, congratulations to Coldwater forward Kenzie Galloway, McDonald's player of the game. Coming up next for the Cardinal girls, they have a week to get ready for Battle Creek Lakeview up at Lakeview.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to, you know, both games that night, you and I believe, Sean, and we'll get a chance to see the Lady Cards first, and then we'll get the debut of the new, you know, the Cardinals and boys in that second game that night, and that'll be a real tough contest for Coach Kelly and his crew, as Lakeview probably maybe one of the preseason favorites in the East this year with their returning, especially some of their big returning seniors. And after that successful football season, they got a lot of good things going there. But don't count our Cardinals out. We've got some talented young men that come to night every night and work hard, and we'll see what happens. You know, they're winners too. They got some football players that had a successful season, and we, you know, got a some young juniors on that team that got some good experience on JV on a winning team last year, and hopefully we can compete with Lakeview that night and maybe sneak one out.
No, as you mentioned, it will be the season debut for the Coldwater Cardinal boys. They open up Friday at Lakeview, and we'll bring you both games beginning at 5:30 next Friday night. You and I, Mike Side, for both contests from the home of the Spartans. Coming up this weekend here on WTVB, the Detroit Lions, leaders of the NFC North, back in action at Philadelphia. Coverage from the Lions Network getting underway at 12 noon on Sunday. That's the story from here at Coldwater High School. For Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studios, for my broadcast partner Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Lady Cardinals. They lose a tough one to Loy Norix 49-48. Until next Friday from Battle Creek, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.